Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos from Shalom Zalman, B'schos from Marasiyat, V'choyetz Chalot Seim. They should be commenced with Asach HaTzlach and Siyat Yishmaya, good health, Parnas B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Zala, and B'schos, Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zechah to find your Zivag Hagun, B'Karav Mamesh. And now with the last of the Ein Bains, Mishnah Yud Aleph tells us, Ein Bain Shiloi L'Yerushalayim, there's no difference between the Mishkan and Shiloi, and when we had the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Ela, Sheba Shiloi, Eichlem Kachim Kalim, Umaiser Sheni, B'chal Haraya, when we had the Mishkan and Shiloi, if a person wanted to eat kachim kalim, which is a light type of kachim, such as a karban toida or a karban shlamim, or if a person brought their maaser sheni and they wanted to eat it, so they were allowed to eat it b'chal haraya, as long as they could see Shiloi, it was okay, even though they weren't in Shiloi. However, once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, these things had to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. And even if a person could see Yerushalayim, if they weren't inside Yerushalayim, no eating these things there. Now, v'kan, both here and here, meaning in both Shiloi and Yerushalayim, kadshe kadshim, karbanos that are on a higher level of kedusha, they're called kadshe kadshim. For example, a chatas or an asham, which is only allowed to be eaten by kohanim, nechalim lefnim min aklayim, that had to be eaten within the curtains. The reason why we're saying within the curtains is because Shiloi had curtains, and that's the way that the courtyard, the chatzar, was surrounded. And in Yerushalayim, even though the Beis HaMikdash didn't have curtains, it was walls surrounding the azara. Still, it's called klayim. So that's where kadshe kadshim had to be eaten. And lastly, the Mishnah says kedushas Shiloi yesh achreo heter. The kedusha of Shiloi does have a heter afterwards. As we said at the introduction to the previous Mishnah, that after Shiloi was destroyed, it became once again permitted to bring karbanos on a bama ketana. However, Kedushas Yerushalayim ain't achra heter. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim does not have a heter afterwards, which is why nowadays we're not allowed to bring karbanos. Because even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, one is still not allowed to bring karbanos. The heter of bring a karban on a bama ketana was not renewed, and that's what the Mishnah means by saying ain't achra heter. And now moving on to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Going back to discuss reading the Megillah, Hakaris HaMegillah L'Mafreya, if one reads the Megillah out of order. For example, he read the second Perek before the first one. Lo Yatza, he's not Yaitze. Furthermore, Kira Al Peh, let's say he read it by heart, Kira Targum, or he read it with Targum. Like we know Targum Unkelis is the Aramaic translation of the Torah, so if he read the Megillah in Aramaic and he doesn't understand it, or B'chol Lashon, for that matter, he read it in any language and he doesn't understand that language, Lo Yatza, so he's not Yaitze. Aval Karanois Alayazais Balaz, one is allowed to read the Megillah for Layazais in Laz. Layazais is referring to someone who comes from a foreign country or speaks a foreign language. The Megillah is allowed to be read by them or for them in that foreign language that they understand. And lastly, Vahalayaz Shishama Ashuris Yatza. Let's say a foreigner heard the Megillah in Ashuris, in Lashon HaKodesh, and he did not understand it. He still is Yaitzei. And we see this throughout Mishnayos and Gemara. The Lashon HaKodesh has a special Kedusha that even if a person does not understand what they're saying or what they're hearing, they're still Yaitzei when they read it or hear it in Lashon HaKodesh. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to talk about Hilchas Megillah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.